Assalamu alaikum, girls. I hope you're all doing well and you're all in the best of health and iman, inshallah. Welcome back to another episode on the E-Muslima podcast. So today's topic is going to be about the benefits of fasting throughout the month of Ramadan. I'm not just going to be talking about the spiritual benefits or the religious benefits, but also physical benefits and just the mental benefits, the health benefits of fasting in this beautiful month of Ramadan, inshallah. So let's talk about the religious benefits of this beautiful month of Ramadan in terms of fasting. So number one, fasting in Ramadan increases taqwa. So taqwa is an Islamic phrase that refers to being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also just means piety. So being aware of the truth, but also being very good, God-fearing as well. This term does frequently appear in the Quran, and it has this deep sense and understanding of piety, which means that, you know, you're being cautious over your own actions and your own decisions. Like, you're being very wary of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will think of you, regardless of what decision you take, whether that's a good decision or a bad decision. You're still constantly wary. You think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before whatever you do. And also, fasting enhances, you know, your ability to always be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always avoid unintentional offences and bad deeds against the ways shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as a result, people lead on the path away from sins and wrong deeds. So that is the most, I think that's like the number one benefit of Ramadan is, you know, straying away from sins and ensuring that you are breaking those bad habits of previous sins that you, you know, may be addicted to, that maybe you result to. So ensuring that these bad habits are broken so that, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, you can take those good habits and refrain from those bad habits after. Number two, Ramadan reaps so many rewards, subhanAllah. It just gets you so many rewards. So all able Muslims, everyone's required to fast. So all able Muslims, apart from the sick and those who are traveling and women who may be, you know, breastfeeding or are pregnant, and they are able to fast during Ramadan. So all able Muslims must fast. It's an obligatory act of worship to fast during Ramadan. Now, it's said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repays the fasting Muslims with great rewards and blessings, subhanallah. Each hour of fasting actually brings people closer to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next life. But you should never not fast for the gifts. So instead, one should focus on the significance and the value. So you're ensuring that you are fasting and ensuring that fasting is allowing you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regardless of where you may be. Number three, this also leads to paradise and prevents the hellfire. So you have to remember that in the month of Ramadan, the gates of Jannah are open and the gates of Jahannam are closed and Shaitan is locked away. So this is now a perfect opportunity for you to kind of reap the rewards and do the most amazing deeds that you can that allows you to get to Jannah. Because you never know, one good deed in Ramadan may be a one-way ticket to Jannah, subhanAllah, inshallah. And only those who fast during Ramadan will be allowed to enter paradise through the Ar-Rayyan gate. So Ar-Rayyan is the gate of those who fast on the day of resurrection. Now, the virtue motivates people to increase their voluntary fast whilst also preparing for Ramadan. And according to some Muslim scholars, even just one day of fasting takes an individual away from the hellfire towards Jannah. Subhanallah, this is literally endless mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that Ramadan is an example of His mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is completely unlimitedless, and it just goes to show that Allah has literally given us the opportunity to reach Jannah. All we just need to do is maintain those good deeds and be a good believer and really try our best and ensure that we are really putting in the efforts to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so now moving on to the health aspect of fasting during Ramadan. So health benefits of fasting in Ramadan. Number one is a very common one. So it's also protection from obesity and chronic disease. And so fasting throughout Ramadan can also help in preventing things like obesity and chronic diseases such as diabetes, because obviously we're spending the day refraining from certain foods, so certain sugars and, you know, salts and things like that. Ramadan fasting It also requires, you know, refraining from the consumption of food and water, as we know, from sunrise to sunset, so from Fajr all the way to Maghrib. So therefore, it enhances the levels of proteins, providing insulin resistance. It also offers protection against the hazards of a fat and sugar-rich diet. So like I said before, a diet with lots of sugars. Also, another thing, a really amazing thing with Ramadan is that obviously throughout, you know, some of us, maybe throughout the day, we might snack on a lot of things. I used to have this bad habit of snacking, I remember. Alhamdulillah, I've cut down massively. But again, some of us might have a struggle where we snack a lot. And again, Ramadan, this fasting aspect allows us to stop and refrain ourselves from that constant snacking habit. It's also this idea of ensuring that we are eating moderately as well. Again, that is a sunnah, that is a hadith narrated by beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he talks about keeping one third of your tummy with water, one third with food, and the other last third with air. So this is literally enhancing the idea to ensure that we are eating moderately. Okay, number two, and that is lowering cholesterol and improving blood sugar level. So Ramadan fasting also stimulates the lipid profile, and this literally lowers blood cholesterol. So it also prevents heart attacks. Well, it can help prevent heart attacks and strokes and other disorders. And also, if you maintain a healthy diet after Ramadan, then you'll retain the newly reduced cholesterol level. And that being said, it's really important to realize that Ramadan, one for most, it is a month where we need to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a month where we solely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we allow our fasting to be a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that being said, not only is that our main focus, but Ramadan is also, you know, it's a blessing, it's a blessed month that's given to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also look after ourselves as well and allow us to, you know, gain a healthy body, gain better health through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. So of course, using this month to refrain from bad eating habits is essential, because it takes, you know, psychologists say it takes 30 days to break a bad habit. And subhanAllah, Ramadan is also 30 days. So also breaking away from bad eating habits allows us to, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, continue with those good health habits. Because remember, our bodies, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, it belongs to Him. So we need to ensure that we are looking after our bodies, and that we are providing our bodies with nourishment, and that we are providing, you know, ourselves, we are feeding ourselves with good goodness, inshallah. Number three, so fasting in Ramadan allows you to have an improved digestive system. So observing Ramadan and fasting positively impacts not just, you know, our digestive system, but more importantly, our lifestyle. And when we change our lifestyle, it does change a lot of things around us, and that being our health. So a human body naturally detoxifies after a month of flushing out of the toxins in the body. So furthermore, it also balances the heat generation and acidity levels in the human stomach. Subhanallah. So if you just think about it, like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us this beautiful month to really look after our bodies, and, you know, through His mercy, allow us to kind of replenish our bodies with, you know, and getting rid of all of these toxins, so that we feel mentally stimulated to really act on our ibadah and really have that mental preparation, that good, strong mental preparation, inshallah, to carry on with our ibadah. Because if we are fueling our bodies with negative foods or bad foods that are not good for our health, then our mental health and our levels of motivation will dip massively. And obviously, if our motivation levels dip massively, we're not going to be as inclined to do our ibadah to the full satisfaction. So it's really important that we keep our mind stimulated with nourishing foods, and ensuring that we are keeping our motivation levels high, so that we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our maximum efforts, inshallah. Okay, next part of this podcast, we are going to be talking about the scientific benefits of fasting during Ramadan. So number one, it reduces stress. Now, I can firsthand say that it has reduced stress for me, especially being a teacher. I have had many days where I've been stressed, and I generally thought this is my first year working as a teacher whilst fasting for Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And I literally thought, I was like, oh, I just have a strong feeling that, you know, because teaching takes a lot of energy. If there's any teachers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Like, teaching requires a lot of not just physical energy, but a lot of mental energy as well, because you have no idea what students you're going to be dealing with. And I just kind of remember, like, thinking, like, day before Ramadan, like, oh, I feel like I'm gonna feel awful tomorrow. Like, I was feeding myself all of these negative thoughts, which you shouldn't be, because Ramadan is a beautiful month, and the only thing can happen is that you are just benefited from it. Whether that's a small benefit or a big benefit, it all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And literally the next day, I was just thinking to myself, like, wow, like, today has been absolutely beautiful, subhanallah. Like, I didn't feel one bit of stress. I did things in my own time. And I think what fasting does, it makes you realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there for you. It actually allows you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there's moments in the day where I'll go and reach for my emergency water bottle or like a chocolate. I've got like this chocolate stash. And I'd be like, oh, wait, I'm fasting. And then obviously that allows me to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's those moments that make you feel so calm and relaxed, knowing that Allah is there and He is there to handle all of our affairs. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So Allah is more greater than any problems that you may face, whether in, you know, that's today or tomorrow or next year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much greater than that. And fasting throughout Ramadan is one of Islam's, you know, most essential commandments. So Muslims, generally, we pray, we fast for about 12 to 14 hours each day during Ramadan. Now, it depends on where you are, obviously, in the world. And obviously, we get up for our early prayers, we eat before sunrise for sahur, and we sleep later, and we eat, you know, so many substantial meals after dusk to replenish our energy and fluid stores. Now, due to this, eating habits and our sleep length and sleep patterns change in a really constructive way, and fasting throughout Ramadan really improves our mental health by lowering depression, anxiety, and stress levels. Subhanallah. Number two, it can also prevent cancer. Like, subhanallah, that's the month of Ramadan. It can prevent cancer. So there's many research that has been released in the last few years suggesting that Ramadan can lower health risk factors, and it can also reverse the symptoms of severe health illnesses such as cancer, for example. And according to certain research, this could be attributed to reduced glucose synthesis in the blood, balanced nutritional intake, and increased generation of tumor killing cells. Subhanallah. Number three, it also helps assist in Alzheimer's. So there are a few therapeutic choices for those who develop Alzheimer's, which causes ever worsening cognitive and behavioral issues. Now, fasting is a therapy option that is rapidly gaining traction outside of the domain of pharmaceuticals and treatments. And Ramadan fasting is commonly promoted as a weight loss approach and has been demonstrated in research to, you know, significantly relieve Alzheimer's symptoms and decline in slow cognitive development in certain, you know, living organisms such as rats. So again, subhanallah, like, this is what fasting does for us. Not only does it allow us to strengthen our, you know, religious aspects of it, but it allows us to really look after our health and replenish our mental health and our physical health as well. And the last aspect that we're going to be looking at is the psychological benefits of fasting in Ramadan. So number one, it actually enhances your willpower. Now, fasting during Ramadan requires mental fortitude and the willingness to forego immediate enjoyment for accomplishing long-term goals. Now, fasting in Ramadan for a whole month induces a sense of happiness and focus, and you have this element of self-control. And these attributes can be utilized in various aspects in your life. Number two, it also increases alertness. So, you know, we, all of us that are fasting for Ramadan, we appear to have such higher levels of vigilance and attention. I don't know about you guys, but I genuinely feel like I'm more aware of my surroundings. I don't know what it is, like, I'm more aware, I'm more diligent. And, you know, food is also, you have to remember, food is converted, and this, I feel like this is the science teacher in me coming out, but food is converted into glucose by the human body, and so glucose is just the scientific word for sugar, and too much of it can actually cause sluggishness. So that's the thing. So a lot of us, when we have when we go through that phase of having so much chocolate and so much sugar and just sugary foods in general, it actually actually lowers our motivation levels and we feel like a slug. We feel really sluggish and we feel tired to do anything. Now, fasting actually helps the body regulate those glucose levels, and this then obviously reduces us being sluggish and increases alertness. Number three, and this is probably my favorite one, it uplifts the mood without you realizing. Like, yes, you are, you know, struggling and your tummy is just hungry and you're just thirsty, but it really does uplift the mood, subhanAllah. And, you know, as Muslims, we experience this enhanced sense of achievement, reward, pride and control after so many hours of fasting. And you have to remember, fasting is an obligatory act of worship. So you always have to tell yourself that, yes, you may be hungry and thirsty, but that is nothing compared to you pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, that made the angels on our right-hand side just keep writing and writing and writing, ameen. Because the more we fast, you know, that we're reaping rewards as we speak, subhanAllah. Like, it's such an amazing concept. And it's this important mindset, positive mindset, that we need to develop as Muslims, as Muslim women. And also, fasting can also boost self-esteem and definitely a sense of accomplishment, because we are there to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, at the same time, fasting and the pleasure felt after completing a challenge activity serves a powerful feel-good stimulant on the brain, subhanAllah. Okay, so now moving on to the last part of the podcast, and I'm just going to be sharing kind of like actual fasting tips during Ramadan. So number one is that what I've noticed as well from previous years, so when breaking your fast in Ramadan, you should try and consume a small quantity of food and avoid any sweet or fatty items. It's really important that you don't just feed yourself sweet and fatty items all the time, because you're going to feel very sluggish and very tired, that you might not actually have any energy or enough energy to do your ibadah in the last third of the night, or to actually wake up for suhoor. It might be, you know, annoying to wake up for suhoor actually in that sense. And it's really important that you don't waste food during Ramadan. It's really important. I know, unfortunately, there is a lot of wasted food during Ramadan, so it's really important that if you do end up having wasted food, you don't throw it away. Either keep it for suhoor or donate it to your local mosque or feed people with it. Again, you are reaping the rewards. You are doing these things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, being wasteful is and it says in the Quran, being wasteful is like those who are wasteful are like the brothers of shaitan. Now, come on, we do not want to be associated as a brother of shaitan. So let's not be wasteful this Ramadan, inshallah. Again, that's a big reminder to myself foremost. So always try to kind of make smaller meals. I know it's a beautiful thing to come together and have these big iftar meals, but there's no point in having those meals if you're just going to waste them, because then you're committing a sin and you're being wasteful if that food is not going elsewhere, or you're not going to eat that up later. So even just making small meals and just eating in a way where you are eating slowly and comfortably is really important. Number two, you should try to eat right before the crack of dawn when starting the fast or the next day. So I used to do this thing where, like, I would pray my Isha, do Taraweeh, and then I would have my suhoor, and then I would just go to sleep. I'd go to sleep at like 11 p.m., sorry, and then I'd just wake up like for Fajr, pray my Fajr. That's a bad idea. So it's really important that for your suhoor, you kind of just eat it. Obviously, it's my opinion and I'm just saying what's worked for me, but what has really worked for me and that has made me feel less hungry and thirsty is eating like 20-25 minutes before Fajr time. It really helps massively, because that way you are, you know, maximizing your efforts and you are really making most of that suhoor time to kind of just eat before Fajr. So you obviously have a less chance of being hungry, inshallah. And also ensuring that you have lots of water as well. And that leads to my point for number three, is to, in order to minimize your dehydration at the end of the fast, you should drink plenty of water and decaffeinated water and just sugar-free fluids. It's so important that, you know, when it comes to suhoor, you are drinking lots and lots of water. So make it into like a water hydration goal. That's what I'm doing for myself, because I cannot live without my water. I actually get more thirsty than hungry. So it's really important that what I do is like after Maghrib, so after I've, you know, done my iftar, I make sure that I still have my 8 glasses of day. So I do my 2 glasses around Isha time, another 2 glasses like around my Taraweeh, another 2 glasses when I wake up to do my ibadah in the last third of the night, and my other 2 literally before suhoor. So again, you're hydrating yourself. When it comes to fasting throughout the day, inshallah, you feel less thirsty because you've already hydrated your body. Your cells in your body are feeling hydrated. You have water in your system to last you the whole day, inshallah. Okay, my lovely, so that was it for today's episode. I really pray you enjoyed today's episode to do with the benefits of fasting, where we covered the religious benefits, the spiritual, the psychological, the mental and benefits of Ramadan. And you can just see, after going through all of this, it just made me realize how beneficial of a month Ramadan is. And you know, may Allah allow us to really reap the rewards of Ramadan and really maximize the benefits of Ramadan in our daily lives. Ameen. And I guess it's just so important to realize how big of a blessing it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to reach Ramadan and to enter Ramadan, to renew ourselves and to renew our iman and be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like ever, you know. And it's just such a beautiful feeling. So thank you so much for listening, and inshallah I'll come back with another podcast episode next week, inshallah. Take care, lovelies, and assalamu alaikum.